coming up this Sunday, October 18th, Cat's Cradle is hosting a live stream of the anti-fascist 1936 play It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis, directed by Joseph Magel of UNC, featuring actors from the Playmakers Repertory Company, and producers are collecting donations from the show to benefit Get Out the Vote efforts. We're joined on the phone by Leslie Frost, who is co-producing the event. She also adapted the 1936 play for this updated version that's going to be at the Cradle on Sunday. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, first of all, about the story and the play and the story behind It Can't Happen Here. For people who don't know, this is a fascinating story.
It's a great story. So in 1935, Sinclair Lewis wrote the novel It Can't Happen Here. And the story is of a fascist takeover of the United States government by a democratically elected president. And Lewis had already won the Nobel Prize for Literature at this point, and he had a lot of film studios interested in his novel, and instead he donated the rights to the Federal Theater Project, which was a back-to-work project of the New Deal. And then he collaborated, not particularly well, but he collaborated with John Moffat to create a play script that was actually only done about 2 days before opening night. And the Federal Theater had planned this huge event. They were opening it in 21 cities in 17 states, a nationwide opening, sort of introducing the Federal Theater Project. And it ended up going off really well. There were productions in Yiddish. There were African-American companies that did it, as well as a Spanish version in Tampa.
Did all of those productions all get the script 2 days before they had to, or get the finished script 2 days before they had to go on stage?
They had a script, but yeah, Lewis and Moffat kept tinkering with it.
Wow.
And so Hallie Flanagan was actually the director of the Federal Theater Project, was actually, you know, running back and forth between the two. They weren't even speaking by the end of their collaboration.
Fair. So, okay, so fast forward to today and this production at the Cradle. How did this come together?
Well, my scholarly work is centered on the Federal Theater Project, and I actually first got interested in doing a staged reading in 2016 during the election, when some of the election rhetoric from Donald Trump reminded me of Huey Long. And in It Can't Happen Here, the dictator figure is modeled on Huey Long, who was an important politician in the 1930s and a populist demagogue. He was assassinated in 1935. So I was hearing some of the same echoes, some of the populist, I'm the only one who can fix this problem. I'm going to root out all of the corruption of government and save you from, you know, corrupt politicians. The bullying, the name calling, some of that is very resonant of Huey Long. And so I actually staged with Joseph Magel in 2016, we did a staged reading of this, because It Can't Happen Here is really, it's a love letter to democracy. It's about every person taking responsibility for our role in upholding democracy. And so so in 2016, that seemed really important. In 2020, it was really the rise of militia movements against the Black Lives Matters protests that resonated, because the play has a militia that is sort of brought into the government and is violent and is, you know, an effective force for terrorizing the population. Mm-hmm. So that reminded me of the play. And so Joseph and I got together and brought the old gang back together, plus a bunch of really wonderful new actors, and planned this Zoom live stream for Sunday.
Speaking with Leslie Frost again, co-producer and writer of the new adaptation of It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis. Originally, it's going to be a live stream event at Cat's Cradle on Sunday, October 18th, 7 p.m. And by the way, itcan'thappenhere.net is the website if you want more info on that. So how does this production come together? All of this has to be done, You had to do all of this in the middle of a pandemic. How did you do it?
Yes, we did. And that's one of the aspects of this that I'm probably not as qualified to talk about. We have a tech producer out of Illinois. We're working with Chris Church and Frank Heath at the Cat's Cradle. And we'll be live streaming it through the Cradle to a YouTube channel. And so people who donate to one of our Get Out the Vote efforts will receive the link, and then they'll be able to view it through YouTube.
It is
complicated, though.
Yeah, like what did it take to stage this event in the middle of a pandemic? Like, was it all over Zoom? Did you come together and rehearse? How did that work?
Well, it's going to be a live stream, and we've been rehearsing. And so on the day of, there will be four people at the Cradle. And I should mention at this point, Daniel Chavez and his brother Danny and a Brooklyn musician, Kelsey Washington, are going to be performing as part of the production. So they'll be at the Cradle, as well as at least two of our actors. And then the Zoom tech production guy and Chris Church at the Cat's Cradle, they'll be working together to switch back and forth between the camera work at the Cradle and the Zoom work. And all of that will be live streamed to YouTube.
Wow. And you mentioned the Chavises. They are with the Veldt, which is a great local band that also had a lot of success in New York too. Who else is involved in this? I know Daniel Wallace is doing the introduction, and Tim Tyson is doing a Q&A after, right?
That's correct. And of course, Joseph Meagle is directing, which is wonderful. And we have Playmakers actors, April Mae Davis and Brandon Haynes and Daniel Toot. And then regional stalwarts, Carl Martin and Mark Filiacci. And then Caitlin Wells, who used to be acting locally, has moved to Brooklyn. And she's zooming in from Brooklyn, where she's very busy with all sorts of acting gigs. And then we have Jackson Seymour, who was a student actor at UNC, and he's now a chemistry PhD at Texas A&M, and so he'll be coming in from Texas.
Awesome. I do appreciate the one like silver lining of having to do all of these events online and by Zoom and reconfiguring everything is that you can now bring people in from literally all over the world if you want to participate in this. Like, people can be involved from New York or Texas that wouldn't otherwise be able to be here and do it.
Mm-hmm. It is really neat, that aspect of it. I do think, you know, one of the things that's been amazing to me as I watch the rehearsals is how the actors, you know, with so much less to work with, they still manage to create these moments over Zoom. You know, these moments of connection and these emotionally resonant moments. And so there's a lot that gets lost, of course, but there is a silver lining to being able to, we can live stream to an audience that might not pay attention if they could go to local productions. And then we can also bring the people in from other places.
Speaking with Leslie Frost again, itcan'thappenhere.net is the website for more information on this show, which is It Can't Happen Here, adaptation of Sinclair Lewis's novel on Sunday at the Cradle. Speaking again with Leslie Frost, and as we start to wrap up, what else should folks know about this show or this production or the effort behind it to get out the vote?
Well, I really would like to encourage people to watch the play. You know, the spirit of the play is, as I said, a love letter to democracy. And we're doing theater to broaden political access. And we're engaging in a political play in the sense that sociologist Earl Shoris described politics. It's an engagement with other people at every level, from the family to the neighborhood to the broader community to the city state. This is a civic mission of the university as well as our play. And so I encourage people to watch.
And then last question, and I always ask this with theatrical interviews, and I haven't had the chance to in like 6 months, so I'm really excited about this. Don't spoil your favorite moment. What is your second favorite moment of the show?
Oh, that's a great question. My second favorite moment of the show would be when there's a scene between the dictator and an industrialist and then a religious leader. And the way in which the three characters interact to describe what goes wrong when democracy fails is really powerful. And actually one actor, Thaddeus Edwards, plays both the industrialist and the preacher. And so, you know, he puts on a hat and takes it off. It becomes really a compelling study of character and politics. And yeah, it's a great moment.
And again, it's going to be on Sunday at the Cradle, but you can experience it online. It's a live stream, It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis. Again, donations go to Get Out the Vote effort, so it's a great show and a good cause as well. ItCan'tHappenHere.net is the website. Go there and get more information. Leslie Frost, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you so much for having me.